getting to Dada Station is a mess. The street leading to the station is up. They're laying new sewage pipes. Morning commuters like us have to slosh through mud and broken pavement just to get to the footbridge that crosses the tracks. There are boys selling fruit, boys selling flowers, boys selling just about anything on that footbridge. Dada's the heart of middle-class Bombay. It's one of the busiest stations on the electrified Churchgate commuter line. It ferries more than 2 million commuters in and out of the downtown every day. It's also the first stop for the express trains that link the rest of the country to Bombay. The obvious place for any runaway kid to get off a train and try and start a new life in the city.
You see anybody, Dinesh?
They're on the platform watching TV.
Okay, let's go.
Dinesh gazes down intently onto the crowded platforms. He's looking for newly arrived runaways. They're all his potential patients. You see, Dinesh is a doctor of a sort. He doesn't look like one. No white coat, no stethoscope, no black doctor's bag. No shoes, come to think of it. But he does have a plastic shopping bag. And inside, I can see a thermometer, some bandages, a pair of scissors, various ointments, and some pills. Dinesh is also a very young doctor. He's all of 22 years old. He didn't go to medical school. In fact, he's a former Sadak Chap or street kid, whose mission now is to find runaways who are sick and need urgent medical attention. Okay, Dinesh has seen someone on platform 4. We're going to have to move fast. This kid can't be more than 10 or 11, and he isn't exactly friendly. I'm with that woman over there. I'll bash you if you don't go away. And he probably will get away because another train's coming in. These trains run every 2 minutes. I reckon they stop for about 20 seconds. You've got about 10 seconds to get out or you'll never make it. It's a human tidal wave. We haven't got a hope in hell of finding that kid again. Dinesh is not very happy. It's a bit like losing a fish that was biting your line. Almost there, and now it's gone.
I meet lots of such kids when I see them first time. They are reluctant to talk to me. They don't know who I am and what I do. You meet all sorts of children.
He wasn't a Sadak Chap then, Dinesh.
He must be new to the city. He must have just arrived. First time when you meet them, they all say, I live here in Bombay. I've not come from outside. But I can make out from their faces and the way they talk that they are not from Bombay.
Dinesh is talking to two other boys, telling them what Sadak Chap is all about, how they govern themselves, and how they have a father who helps them. A woman's just come up to Dinesh and stuck her face in his. In this noise, it's difficult to make out exactly what she's saying.
What's all that about, Dinesh?
There was another shelter run by one of the missionaries in Bombay called Don Bosco. And they had a night shelter for these children. He was staying there. And then his mother brought him back to wherever she's staying. He was very happy there in Don Bosco, and now he's spoiled.
From the body language, I'd say she's telling him to get lost. You'd think Dinesh was trying to kidnap the boy, but I bet the boy's run away. And it probably isn't the first time. Probably feels a lot happier with these kids. And I bet that's why she's mad at Dinesh. She doesn't want to admit the truth.
There are some two children on that other platform.
Okay, there are two boys on platform number 6. So it's back up the stairs and over the bridge again. You know, many of the kids, they're also here to make money. Kamal tells me that most of the kids are here to clean the incoming express trains, to pick up any recyclables or leftover food before the train gets to Bombay Central.
If you come at 8:30 in the morning, all these children bring their food from Matunga and they come to this platform, they sit here and eat their food and they watch TV.
These two boys, Chandrakant and Ganesh, are brothers. They're very, very young street kids. Chandrakant is 6, Ganesh just 5. And they're glued to the TV screen and the cartoons.
We come from Wadala to watch TV on the station.
How long have you been here?
Every Sunday we come here to watch.
And eat your breakfast?
The boys get a free breakfast of khichdi. That's rice and dal cooked together. They get that at 7:30 in the morning. It's not clear from whom. Then they come and watch the TV for free here on the platform. But only until lunchtime. That's when the remand home police come here looking for runaways. And the boys are scared stiff of being caught and put in the chiller room. That solitary confinement. So they skedaddle out of here as soon as they've had their lunch.
What have you got? You look as though you've got scabies, right?
Usko kya hua hai, Dinesh?
Khujli ho gayi
hai. He's got scabies.
How are you going to treat that, Dinesh?
Chandrakant has passing sores all over his legs. Dinesh is looking into a shopping bag, I guess, for some sort of disinfectant.
What are you putting on it, Dinesh?
Dettol se dhoega pehle.
First, I'll wash it with Dettol.
Dinesh rubs some disinfectant into the sores. I think he wants the brothers to come back to Baikla with him.
Will you come with me to the office?
The scabies is quite bad. If Chandrakant comes to Baikla, at least he can be thoroughly washed by the Sadak chaps. But the minute you say, come with me, these kids get really scared. They think it means the children's remand home.
Let's take him to the Sion Hospital, which is closer here.
Dinesh unwraps a small wad of newspaper from his medical arsenal. There's some white powder. He's going to apply it very gently to Chandrakant's sores and try and dry them out.
What's that?
Benzyl Bear.
It's a medicine for scabies called Benzyl Bear.
But you think he should go to the hospital now?
He doesn't need to go to the hospital. This medicine is okay. We'll apply it for a few days. If it doesn't get better, then he needs to go to the hospital if it spreads.
Scabies is probably about the most common problem Dinesh has to deal with. While we're talking, he discovers a whole lot more sores on the back of Chandrakant's legs. We're going to have to take him back to the office, put some more gram flour to dry these sores. We don't have any more with us here.
Dinesh, where did you learn all this first aid?
I learned this for last 1.5 years. There was Ujwala Didi in the office who used to take rounds and treat children.
Ujwala Didi used to go all over Bombay treating street kids. Dinesh tagged along and watched. And then Ujwala Didi went on vacation.
So I decided, let me just try out whether I can treat children, and I just went on my own. I went to Chowpatty, where most of the children come on Sunday to have their bath and their rest there in the afternoons, and that's how I started treating them.
You're virtually entirely self-taught.
Yes, I just learned watching other people treat.
He'd take boys to the hospital, watch how the doctors treated them, the medicines they used. He went back to Baikla and asked Kumar, who was then in charge of the Sadak chaps, to buy the same medicines. And then he set out on his own to find his patients.
So you mean you've actually set up this system yourself?
Yes, I did it on my own.
I wonder if you'd like to become a proper doctor, as my wife would put it, with a white coat, a stethoscope, and a pair of shoes on your feet.
I want to be the same person. I don't want to be a formal doctor.
Back to the other brother, Ganesh. He's got a nasty-looking boil on his thigh. Dinesh is going to treat this with Neosporin. Now, we've been here at Dada for about an hour, and Dinesh has treated three boys. Usually, he sees about a dozen on an average day.
I'm cleaning it with Dettol, and then I'll put some cream on it, medicated cream on it.
Dinesh, what's the extent to which you can give medical treatment? What is it, just bandaging and putting medicines, or can you do things more complicated than that?
Apart from doing simple things like dressing the wound and treating scabies and other things, the kind of complicated things I do is take children to the hospital, admit them in the hospital. If they need surgery, then I talk to the doctors and social workers. Throughout the operation, I'm standing there with that child, and later on also, I'm there attending on him day and night if he needs any help, any looking after.
Dinesh has told the two boys how to get to the Baikal office. Whether they'll come is another matter.
And
anyway, as you were saying.
I know if sometimes they ask for a lot of money for medicines or for X-ray, then I go and talk to the social worker and tell her that these are all Sadak chaps, their parents don't live in Bombay, and these children are on their own and they can't afford to pay so much money. Then they give the treatment free and the children don't have to pay anything. And after that, I bring them to Baikal office.
Julian, if you move this side. I'm watching the cricket.
I was really starting to get in the way, so we left Dinesh to go about his business. A few months later, I learned he'd given it all up. But why or where he'd gone, nobody seemed to know. But I bet there's already another barefoot doctor roaming Dada Station, treating scabies, and making the lives of the Chandrakants and Ganeshes of this world a little better. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Mumbai.